This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last year saw a record performance by hedge funds, only not in a good way. Average returns pretty much scraped the bottom of the performance graph. Funds closed up shop right and left, and big investors pulled out almost as fast. Not that that's necessarily a reason to be sympathetic, because the whole point of a hedge fund, remember, is less regulation and less scrutiny in exchange for catering to the mostly really well-off. Okay, to the rich. There are those in that business, though, who want to change the hedge fund paradigm. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has the story of one of them.
Hedge fund manager. If those words call up an image, it might be a gray-haired man in a tailored suit with no tie, standing in an office full of dark wood, making bold predictions and billions of dollars. We'll add to that Howard Wong.
Let me quickly then show you over here.
In sweatpants at a desk next to his bed, scrolling through ticker symbols.
Every single one of these is a position that we hold. For example, this is Apple, right, and Amazon.
Stocks and bonds, but from every market in the world, plus currencies, commodities, futures. When we're looking at this list of 200 different positions, if people are thinking, what's a hedge fund? That's it, right? This is the hedge fund.
Yep, that is literally the hedge fund.
You know, I think you could just as easily call it a private investment fund in that it's privately offered and you don't advertise to bring in investors.
Steve Nadell is a hedge fund lawyer, and he says despite the name, they're not necessarily hedged. What these pools of money are is private, lightly regulated, and open only to the super rich. Traditionally, hedge fund managers also share a method of charging those investors, a management fee of 2 cents out of every dollar invested, and a performance fee of 20 cents out of every dollar gained. But that's changed a bit since the financial crisis.
You go back pre-2008, just about every hedge fund had a 2% management fee. Right now, the average fee is around 1.7%.
Wong's fund, Convoy Investments, is trying 1.25% with discounts for early investors.
And no performance fees.
And does that pay the rent?
Yeah. I mean, of course, it depends on how much money we're managing. Right now, it does not pay the rent. For the last few years, I've been basically working out of my own savings.
It's a thrifty approach that might appeal to investors fed up not just with the fees, but with the returns they've been getting in exchange.
When speaking about returns, one word that I've heard a lot is, you know, mediocre.
Melissa Santinello is one of the founders of AOI, a group of some 250 hedge fund investors. Last year, they put out a kind of aspirational hedge fund investor bill of rights, including fees that would be lower during bad years.
It's just aligning their interests. It's just making it a little bit more fair.
And making it a better deal. Simon Lack wrote The Hedge Fund Mirage. He compared the returns from investing in the average hedge fund to investing in a standard boring 60-40 mix of stock and bond index funds. And starting in 2002, he says hedge funds lost every single year. That's before, during, and after the financial crisis.
It really sort of undercuts the whole rationale for having hedge funds in a portfolio. You know, I mean, if they're always going to underperform, always, what's the point?
Lack says the reason for that underperformance isn't just the high fees. It's that while the amount of money invested in hedge funds has more than doubled in the last decade, the number of opportunities to profit hasn't kept up.
Below $1 trillion in assets, hedge funds were able to generate reasonably good returns. And as they went above $1 trillion, that turned out to be too much money for the available opportunity set.
But for Howard Wong, this is just another part of his pitch. He's making a Skype call from his couch to a potential investor in Louisiana.
Hello.
Hi, David.
On that call, he sounds less like he's selling a hedge fund than one of those boring index funds. He says he will not be the genius manager who beats the market day to day. It's too competitive. He will not be making predictions. It's too hard to do consistently. Instead, his strategy is mostly passive, mostly automated, and mostly transparent.
You know, I'm basically just the guy that's going out there and executing on this strategy for you.
It's a pretty modest pitch, but it works.
I'm satisfied.
With this investor's $500,000, Wong's fund now stands at around $18 million. His discounted fees, minus auditors, lawyers, taxes, and split with his partner.
It comes out to be maybe $40,000 per person that we can take home, $30,000.
Which is not exactly what you think of as like a hedge fund salary.
Right, right. But we're okay with that.
He says it's worth it to run a fund of his own and to run it a little bit differently. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.